Well, we are at the Mission Inn Resort, home of this week's McKenzie Tour Q School, and we're glad to have with us from Elmhurst and Northern Illinois University Husky, Jordan Lesson. Jordan, first off, it must be nice to be out in warm weather and playing some golf. Not exactly golf season back in Chicago right now.
Yeah, just actually was in warm weather at Missouri State. We had a dual match as a team. So flew there from here, so got to play a little bit on grass before coming down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about where you're at school-wise, what you're doing. I know you've had a couple of great finishes in the Illinois Open, and it must have been a thrill and honor to win that Centennial CDGA Amateur as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I took advantage of the COVID year that the NCAA gave everyone. So I'm in my fifth year at NIU. Getting my master's right now. Worked out that I can have another year of eligibility. So I'm competing in our season coming up here, starting in San Diego next week, and then down here, obviously, at qualifying school.
So what happens if you advance from here, or you somehow are able to play your way onto the McKenzie Tour at some point this summer?
So thankfully, school will be wrapped up by then. So I'm allowed to play in this as an amateur, and then getting through, I'll turn pro once school's done.
So what's it been like trying to sort of complete your college career under these COVID terms, have things canceled, try to stay ready, try to keep your game in shape to come out here and be competitive at a Q school?
This has a lot to do with attitude and staying positive, a lot how you look at it. I know I bet quite a few guys kind of saw this year as a step back. For me, it was just time where I had extra time to put in more work and get ready. So it's really just all about attitude this year.
Have you, while you were up in Illinois, if you were in Illinois recently over the winter, did you go over to Rich Harvest Farms and work on some of the simulators and stuff, the indoor facility that Mr. Rich has assembled over there?
Yeah, we go there on a weekly basis as a team, just use their indoor area for short game, stuff like that. Not too much in the simulators. We actually cleared all the floor of the tables and chairs and actually used it for lag putting on the carpet. Works quite well in there.
Where's the Husky golf program at right now? How excited do you guys feel for heading into the spring now that colleges are playing golf again?
Yeah, so our first official Golfstat event was this past weekend against Missouri State. We beat them by 20 strokes over two rounds pretty convincingly at their home course. Junior Tommy Dunsire had a standout round. So I feel really good about our top five guys and what we'll be able to produce.
Are you, now you say you're going to turn professional when school's done. So that happens this summer at the end of this season?
Yeah, that's with, if I gain Korn Ferry or Canadian Tour access, I'll be turning pro, yeah.
I don't know where the schedule will take you if you're playing on those tours, but you've had a nice run, low am, a couple times, I believe, now at the Illinois Open. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you've maybe played Stonebridge before, where the Illinois Open is going to be. They've just lengthened it about 400 yards from 6,800 up to about 72. But do you think you might come and try to play the Illinois Open again and let them pay you this time if you have a good 3 days?
Yeah, certainly. Either way, if I don't gain access to the Canadian Tour, I'll most likely stay amateur and play in some competitive amateur events nationally. But by the time the Illinois Open comes around, most likely we'll be entering as a professional.
Well, the Western Amateur, I believe, is at the Glenview Club, and I'm assuming that you would try to qualify for the U.S. Amateur as well then?
Yes, most definitely, yeah.
Where would the U.S. Amateur take you?
I believe it's Oakmont this year, so that'd be pretty special.
Have you ever played there?
No, never.
Get ready for some fast greens. But so anyway, tell us a little bit about your round today. I know you said you didn't score as well as you would like, but you were hitting the ball well. And what's it like playing this great old 104-year-old golf course here at Mission Inn?
Front nine, which was the back nine of the course, came in at one over. I hit it really well. Just had a couple bad swings on the 17th, but I ended up turning an out-of-bounds ball into a bogey, which certainly boosted the confidence making that putt. And then turned and just didn't score as well as I would have liked. But, I mean, this course, I think over four rounds, certainly will separate who's got the game to be on the Canadian Tour or not. So pretty thankful that this event's here.
What's the strongest part of your game right now?
the tee ball and approaches into the greens. The par threes was pretty dialed in on those, and then just the tee shots. Got really good lines this week and pretty confident over the tee ball right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you working with a professional in the Chicago area who's like your swing coach?
I wouldn't say swing coach, more just like overall golf coach, John Perna, out of Downers Grove. I see him quite a bit. And just, I mean, over the years, he's kind of, not that we've been like talking less and less, but he's kind of already instilled this stuff into me where something's wrong with my game, I know where to go and how to fix it.
I'm sure that qualifying for the tour would probably be the next stepping stone. But tell us, you know, in the last couple of years, from winning the CDGA Amateur to being the low amateur at the Illinois Open, I'm sure all these finishes and tournaments like that are kind of stepping stones to where you want to be and building your confidence as you compete in tournaments.
At Glenview Club, certainly have some good memories there. Be fortunate to get in the Western Amateur that's also there this summer. And I mean, just the Illinois Opens, obviously competitive field, both the top amateurs in the state and professionals. Just looking to follow in the footsteps of fellow Husky Bryce Emery coming up this summer.
Well, I believe the state amateur's at Misswood this summer. Would you play there if you're not on one of the tours?
I mean, that's to be determined. Last year, I wasn't going to play in it if it did happen. I was down at the Rice Planters in South Carolina, just more of a nationally based schedule.
Guys at various colleges and state, they write letters to different tournaments. Unfortunately, they can't do it for the Western Open because now it's the BMW. It's all different guidelines. But places like John Deere have welcomed college players in. Whether it's John Deere or any other tournament, have you written some letters hoping to get some sponsor exemptions at a PGA Tour event?
Not the PGA Tour event level. Certainly at the Corn Ferry when it's came around to the Glen Club and areas like that, yeah.
Have you talked to some of the other Illinois guys that have been playing on Corn Ferry a little bit, Nick Hardy, Patrick Flavin? I'm sure you know all these guys. Have you talked to them about their experience lately on those tours and the fact that they've been competing out there?
I got the chance to play with Nick Hardy two summers ago at the Illinois Open. Obviously, where he's at now, he is a lot more desirable spot. But just hearing how it's just a whole life change. I'm just total, like, every day devoted to it. Haven't talked to him recently or Patrick Flavin, but some of the other guys, like David Perkins, who's also getting ready to turn pro, who's down here, just kind of all going at it together.
Where do you play? And, I mean, obviously you can go to Rich Harvest Farms if you're out there with the NIU team, but do you have any other courses in the area where you sort of play at a lot and practice when you're at home in town?
No, not necessarily. Rich Harvest has it all from their practice facilities to the actual course. I mean, you can hit so many different shots out there. It really is all you need.
I'm sure if you score well at Rich Harvest Farms, you feel pretty confident about your game, like I can play anywhere then, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Not that it's gotten easier the more you play it. I guess you just know where not to miss it after playing it for 4.5 years.
Finally, anything else about the year ahead that you'd like to share or things you're hoping to do on the golf course in 2021?
Yeah, certainly. We've talked about it as a team at the NIU that we know we can win, whether that's winning an event, winning regionals and making it to nationals. We just know we can win, and we're going to see what that brings us. Personally, I have a goal to make it to the NCAAs and compete down there in Greyhawk, Arizona for the first time. And overall in 2021, just make sure my game is in a spot where if the opportunity comes, I'm certainly going to take it.